The door hissed shut behind Vestara, and she leaned against it, closing her eyes. She hadn't lied to the Skywalkers. It had indeed been a difficult day, and she was exhausted. So much dark side energy swirling around her, it had been almost impossible to not joyfully yield to its seductive song. But she couldn't. Not yet. And she thought as she sat down and unbraided her hair, maybe not ever. It had been sweet and alluring, but for the first time, she had a glimmer of insight into what the Jedi must feel when encountering it. The dark side had ice to it. She had never noticed that. It was all she had known. But traveling with Ben and Luke had granted her a different perspective and made her feel uneasy. She knew they were too far for Korriban's force energies to be reaching her. But like the memory of standing shivering in the cold, even after one had come into a warm room, in her mind, she could still feel them. Vestara slipped out of her clothes and into a sanisteam, then wrapped herself in the bed's blankets. Tired though she was, she lay awake in the darkness for some time. She hadn't lied to Luke, but she hadn't told him everything either. She had indeed spoken to the so-called Sith Hounds, telling them not to harm her or anyone she was with, and to find any Sith present on this dark world. And they had cringed and whimpered because there were no Sith to be found. What Vestara hadn't told Luke was the third instruction she had given the Tukata. Harm no one who stands with me on pain of death. Seek out any of my brethren who might come to our ancient home, and warn them to stay hidden.